This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The masculine journey starts here now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey. We're glad that you're with us today. And if you've been a loyal listener to us on WTRU, we want to thank you for that. This is actually our last episode that's going to be airing in live here in Winston-Salem area. So if you've been listening here, we're not going off the air. We're just switching to a different location.
Why, Sam?
Why? That's a good question, Rodney. Thank you. That prompts me from to be able to say. So thank you. We used to do our boot camps here locally, not too far from Winston-Salem and Moxville, and we switched locations. We're doing at least the next couple of them down in Georgia. And so we are moving on the Truth Network to a couple of stations that are down closer to that area, so we can kind of blanket that area with our show, you know, as we're going to be doing the boot camps down there. We all still live here in North Carolina in this general area, but we are going to be on down there. If you still want to pick up the show and you want to listen to it, you can go to any podcast outlet. That would be Spotify, Apple. I mean, just name them. They're all, so many of them. You can catch us on YouTube. You can catch us on Facebook. You can go to masculinejourney.org. That would be a great place to listen to any of the podcasts.
But also, if you want to listen to the show, you know, same time you were listening to it every Saturday, you know, you can go to truthnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be airing in Greenville and Spartanburg. So, you know, you can pick the station you want to listen to on truthnetwork.com. So, simple enough, pick Greenville or Spartanburg, and you can listen to it every Saturday at 12, just like you have been.
Yeah, because we're going to be on at the same time. We just won't be on here locally. So we will miss you guys, but we will be here in spirit, and we'd love to have you come to a boot camp. We'd love to see you in person. So if you've listened to us, this is your opportunity. This is your personal invitation to please come to the next boot camp coming up the weekend before Thanksgiving, November 20th through 23rd.
Yeah, and you can listen to the after hours as well.
Yeah,
that's what's really good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so if you are listening to us on podcasts, thank you. We appreciate that. And so today's topic, we are talking about what lures does the enemy use on you in this season right now that you're in. I know we did this topic not too long ago. It seems like we just did it probably 4 or 5 months ago, because I think I brought the topic to the team then as well. But, you know, the thing is, the enemy's constantly on us, right? Do you know anyone that can honestly say the enemy's not always trying to get after them?
Nobody admits it, but I can't imagine somebody saying he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a matter of whether you're godly. It's not a matter of whether you follow God closely. The enemy still comes after you. And that our first clip's going to talk a little bit about that. The first clip is from a movie called Nefarious. Now, to be fair, I haven't seen it. It's called a Christian horror movie, which I didn't know they made such a thing. I think this is one of the first ones they did. And in the scene, what you have is you have an atheist doctor who has went to death row to meet with somebody that's scheduled for an execution, and he's trying to figure out whether he's mentally stable or not. Is he crazy, or does he know what he's doing? And so he goes to meet with this this inmate, and the inmate says he's a demon. And so as they get talking about it, he's the demon. The inmate's explaining why the enemy comes after mankind. And so right before this, the inmate's talking about, the demon's talking about, you know, before man appeared, it was just God and the angels. And then in Revelation, it'll tell you in Revelation 12 that there was an attempt to overthrow God in Scripture, right? And so it didn't work out very well. And Lucifer, who is later to be called Satan, was cast down to the earth, which is where he is today, right? And he's our tormentor, along with all the third of the angels that got cast down with him, which would be considered demons. And so when we pick up this clip, he's saying, you know, everything was kind of in its place until you were created. And so that's where we pick up the scene where he's talking about mankind coming on board. And so he'll talk about his master, which is Satan, right? And he'll talk about the enemy, which is God, to help you kind of keep in mind who he's talking about. Keep in mind which context it's coming from.
That is until you were created. My master immediately understood the long-term implications. Instead of forgiving us, the enemy was going to allow you to fill our vacant places in his realm. Your creation was nothing but a slap in our face. And my master also understood that if he could make man disobey, then his fate would mirror ours. And you didn't disappoint. Then came the tares among the wheat. In that moment, spirit became matter, flesh became a vessel. Self-will and self-seeking began a lusting after sin and impurity. And man, created to be king over nature, became its slave. A master, conquered and fettered. And sin brought him and his descendants to us. And we began our forever mission to destroy you. He made you in his image, but we remade you in ours.
So that's it? That's your entire plan? Not to make something of your own, just to destroy us?
No. Our plan is to hurt him, to punish him. And we do that by destroying what he loves, which is you. You're nothing but a means to an end.
Pretty blunt, but pretty on point, at least from what I can gather from, you know, hearing things, reading things, watching other people, you know, talk about this topic. You know, it the enemy doesn't really care about you or me. It has nothing to do with us. It doesn't like us, doesn't care for us, hates us, whatever. It's about getting back at God. You know, keeping in mind he tried to overthrow God. He couldn't overthrow God. And so the only way he can hurt God is to hurt the ones that he loves, like the demon was saying in the clip there, which is you and I. And so when he can convince us to take a bite on one of these lures and to chase after the temptation, right, and to go with him wherever he's trying to take us, he knows that that's going to hurt God's heart. And so that what he's trying to do. And so I had something I was planning on talking about. I don't remember what it was. It was something I was going to talk about. And as soon as I sent out the text string saying, hey, this is what the topic's going to be, from that point on, it was, like my friend Robbie says, on like Donkey Kong. You know, it was, and the battle was against lust. Is like, it, I mean, literally within probably 2 minutes after sending it out, I wasn't even watching TV because right now I'm watching my daughter's dogs and one of them kind of loses its mind when the TV's on. And so I don't really have the TV on much. Anyway, that's another story. But it's just this whole... The whole weekend, you know, the last 4 or 5 days since I sent out the topic has just been a battle every day against it. And it's not something that I've really battled with for quite a while. You know, and I think that's part of the challenge is when we think that we're past something is when we're most vulnerable. You know, when we really think that we've conquered something without God's, now God's help helped me get past it, but I got to continually lean into him. Because if I don't continually lean into him, I'm going to succumb to whatever the enemy's pulling me in that direction. Right, you know, because you're going to serve one master. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the enemy. You can't kind of be in the middle ground. There is no Switzerland or whatever, Sweden, whichever one's neutral. I don't remember. Do you guys know which one's neutral?
Switzerland.
Okay, thank you. Is Sweden like real aggressive?
No.
Okay. They had those army knives. Oh, that's true. They did make the army knives. That's a good point there, Robbie.
Sweden was also neutral in World War II.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where I probably get them confused, not knowing which one is which. But anyway, that's kind of what my battle has been like for the last few days, is just saying, okay, all right, God, here we are again. I need to just kind of lean into you and get past this. And honestly, I was successful. I was successful in not giving in to the temptations. You know, as a matter of fact, I did start to watch some TV after the dogs were in bed and I had something on the TV and I'm like, yeah, I can't really watch this. You know? And so I had to just turn it off because I was like, this is not good for my heart. It's going to take me in a direction. I was starting a new series that I heard was really pretty good on TV, and it got really dark really quick from the standpoint of very much things that I didn't need to think about or see. And I just said, no, I don't care how good the series is. I'm just going to shut it off and not let my heart go there. Because, you know, the enemy is just looking for some type of fertile ground, you know, that he could till and continue to produce fruit there of his kind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pink Panther.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. It's really hard sometimes in that moment to make the right decision. Because you're sitting there, you're watching something, you're just, oh, no, it's just what I do. And it's like, no, there's more on to it. But that's where, if you're thinking about God, talking about God, around God, and you're doing things, it helps you remember and recall some of that. It's like, oh, I can't go there.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm in a bad place. If I do it later, maybe I can. But right now, just no.
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that I couldn't have watched, you know, last week.
Right.
And had an issue with it, but I could just feel my heart. And I'm like, oh, no, something, no, this isn't good. Yeah. Right? With the state where I'm at right now in my vulnerability, this is not a good place for me to be watching TV.
Right.
And so I put it on something silly like the Big Bang Theory or something. I don't know what it was. Or just something that was meaningless and had no, you know, nothing to it, just so that my mind would not want to go there.
Yep.
Yep. But anyway, we do have a boot camp coming up. When is it, Rodney?
I have no idea.
Weekend before Thanksgiving. You didn't know that?
No.
Okay. It's the 20th through the 23rd of November.
Yeah.
Yeah. The weekend before Thanksgiving. Danny, when is it?
Weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Where can they?
The 20th to the 23rd.
Yeah.
What I heard anyway.
Where can they register at?
At masculinejourney.org.
Okay. That's good. I don't think we say that enough on the air, that people wouldn't know how to register for our boot camp unless we really just told them again and again and again.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. Well, we've got about a minute left until we go to break. Is anything you guys would like to add on this topic before we go, Robbie?
Well, you know, this is a wonderful place to practice humility in that I've known several people, including Sam, that trusted me to get a text to say, hey, this weekend I'm struggling with this. Can you pray for me? You know, and it's amazing to me, sometimes I can remember going to friends with similar situations saying, you know, man, I'm right in it right now. Can you? And it's almost like the second you put the light on it and somebody else start and you tell a friend, this is what I'm struggling with, the light comes on, boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
And because you've resisted it and you stand firm, and he says, well, this is a losing opportunity, and he just backs off.
Yeah, until he regroups and comes again.
It takes unbelievable humility to send out that text or to tell that friend, you know.
It does.
That you need help.
Well, we'll talk with you after the break.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
The first one, I had no clue what I was walking into, and then realizing that other people are in the same boat and, you know, how open everybody was to share their struggle. It was a great group, and a lot of unpacking was able to be done.
It is a tight bond of men. Everybody's the same. And each and every time that I've come to boot camp, I've learned something different. And not one man that's ever been there neglects not to take time out to talk or to share. It's serious business. And you need to come one time to break bread with the men and fellowship. Feel the atmosphere. Hear the people pray. And get down to earth about what's going on in life and get real.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
Welcome back to Masculine Journey, and oh yeah, temptation. That's right. That's the reason I wanted to play that bump. It's from a lady named Diana Krall, and it's not really a good song. It was a great song from the standpoint of the jazz music. It was really good, and her voice was good. And I only heard a few lyrics and a couple choruses, and that's the choruses put together. Because it goes on to say that basically she says, yeah, I just give into it every time. So that's not really what we're trying to do. That's not the whole outcome. But the reason I wanted to play that was she makes temptation sound so good with the way she sings. Right? You know, she's, oh, yeah, you know, and then she's just singing it, right? And that's what the enemy does. He makes it alluring. He makes us want to chase after it. It makes the fake looks so real that we know it's not real and we don't care. Right? You know, it's just something that we feel like we have to chase after. If it was something that was undesirable, you know, it didn't touch something in us that we desired somehow. And I'm not saying it's a healthy desire, but I said it's something we desire. If it didn't touch something there, it wouldn't work. Or if it wasn't attractive to us in some way, it wouldn't work. Right? He just knows that he's got to make that happen. And when you know the history of the enemy, you know, when he was Lucifer and he was in heaven, he was the most adorned angel. When you look back in Scripture, they talk about him, talks about how he was a thing of beauty. Right? And so he knows how to lure people is through beauty of one sort or another, right? Or to speak to them. And Harold, you're a jazz kind of person, right? And so you probably heard of that singer before.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I made a big mistake in our pre-show when you came up with that. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it. And he says, and this is a singer named Diana Krall. I made the serious mistake of saying, oh, yeah.
Did you like that?
And the reason that it elicited that, oh, yeah, is I have at least two of her CDs. She's a very attractive young woman and a very good singer, piano player. And I really react to her music in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
But I got teased about it. But it did bring up the idea that I'm almost 84 years old. When I was a young guy, I was really troubled a lot with what you were talking about, mm-hmm. Sam, is the idea of lust and mm-hmm. so forth. And I can remember thinking, you know, boy, when I get old, you know, I won't have this issue. But wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
He can come after you. Even though you're old. And he finds different ways of presenting your weakness to you. Yeah. And while things are not the same as when you're young, you don't get a free ride just by getting old.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to fight it because he knows what kind of lure to use and he knows where to place that lure. You guys talk about fly fishing and, you know, how you have to get the right fly and present it in the right way. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Yeah. I mean, he knows. He's been around a lot longer than you have, so he knows your story probably better than you do, honestly. Older than Harold, even. You know? It was a young Lucifer back in those days. You know? But he knows mankind's story, and he knows what works on mankind. And so he may not know exactly. He can't read our minds. I want to make sure we're clear. He doesn't have the power that God has at all. But he's observant, and he knows our story, and he knows where we've been wounded, and he knows where we've sought comfort in the past to try to medicate those wounds. And that's really what happens with a lot of that stuff is, you know, we've been wounded, and we try to find a salve or something that's going to make us feel better. Right. And so we look towards something of comfort, whether that is lust, overeating, you know, just make the list. You know, it could be anything, you know, that you go to for comfort, and the enemy will throw that at you in an unhealthy way.
Yeah. If you go back to your teenage years and just start thinking about, well, what did you think about most days? What went on? What happened? And you look, oh, all my buddies, everybody is thinking and doing a lot of the same things. It doesn't take long to figure us out.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. So, Robbie, you actually have this next clip, and so I want to have you talk a little bit about that.
All right. Well, this is one of my favorite movies, actually. It's the movie Aladdin. It's animated, you know. The original one was Robin Williams, which to me, he played this part masterfully as the genie in Aladdin's lamp. And so in this particular scene, as we pick it up, Aladdin, you know, wanted to, you know, go after Jasmine, but the girl that had come into the market because she was trying to be normal. And so she kind of was infatuated with Aladdin because he was a normal guy, not because he had anything going for him, but you know, Aladdin thought he needed to be a prince. And so when he found the genie, you know, one of his wishes that he would got of his three wishes was to be a prince so that he could go after Jasmine. And in this particular scene, you know, Genie, who you can hear is a bee, you know, he's made himself a bee in order to kind of help Aladdin through this to try to win Jasmine. And he's trying to give him, you know, instructions along the way. And I think the clip speaks for itself when you figure out what's kind of going on, that Aladdin is trying to pose to be something he's not.
Who's there?
It's me, Prince Ali. Prince Ali Ababwa.
I do not want to see you.
No, no, please, please, Princess, give me a chance.
Just leave me alone.
Okay.
Enough about you, Casanova. Talk about her.
Huh?
She's smart, fun, the hair, the eyes, anything. Pick a feature.
Princess Jasmine, you're very...
Wonderful, magnificent, glorious, punctual.
Punctual?
Punctual.
Sorry.
Beautiful.
Nice recovery.
I'm rich, too, you know.
Yeah.
The daughter of a sultan.
I know.
A fine prize for any prince to marry.
Right. A prince like me.
Wine.
Right. A prince like you. And every other stuffed shirt, swaggering peacock I've met.
Mayday!
Just what? Go jump off a balcony.
What?
Stop her! Want me to sting her?
Buzz off.
Okay, fine. But remember, be yourself.
Yeah, right.
What?
You're right. You aren't just some prize to be won. You should be free to make your own choice. I'll go now.
No!
What?
How are you doing that?
It's a magic carpet.
It's lovely.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you? We could get out of the palace, see the world.
Is it safe?
Sure, do you trust me?
What?
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Yeah, as he offers her his hand and says, do you trust me? You know, there's the scene where she recalls when he was in the market and trying to get her to jump over off a roof, and he holds out his hand like that and says, do you trust me? And she immediately recognizes him as Aladdin. And of course, she already liked Aladdin. She just didn't like the poser that he was trying to present himself as, which she just find that whole thing fascinating. And it boils down to some level of trust, right? Do you trust that God made you the way that you should be, and that, you know, God would allow you to be yourself in the situation, even especially with, you know, Genie telling you to be yourself? I love that part of it. So, you know, recently the lure that's come after me is candidating for another church, and I'm preaching sermons to people that will be voting on me in the next, you know, week or so. And so you have this real tendency, as God asks you to say something or tell a particular story. And those people who know me well know I can go out there pretty well and stretch your faith as to whether Robbie is pulling your leg. You know, in other words, I have some stories that are out there. And this week he wanted me to go out about as far as I go out. And I was like, man, that, you know, and he's like, be yourself. and it was a real temptation to do that. And it was just fun to walk through that. And it really ended up to be, do you trust me? You know? And then really cool, I was studying Ephesians 6 this week. I still am, and looking at that word stand in Hebrew. And the fascinating idea of that is whenever you're standing, when you are going to be in battle, the first thing you got to do is stand. You got to stand your ground. You got to stand against the enemy. It says that, obviously, throughout the scriptures. But the opposite of that is bowing. And are you going to bow down to the world? Are you going to bow down to the enemy? Are you going to bow down to not trusting God? Or are you going to stand for the truth? And are you going to, you see what that is? And that's the very first thing that he instructs us to do, is to put on the belt of truth, which is, you know the scripture has this to say. You know this is what you can really hold on to. It's a real opportunity, because that battle is on you whether you're trusted or not. And so when it says girt on, it's when you put on the belt of righteousness, like Elijah wore that leather belt, it's literally to go to battle. Like it's like, put on this armor because there is a battle at hand and open wars on you, whether you trust it or not. And if you wake up in the morning, it's a real good idea to gird up because it's coming.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't even... I think a lot of times we think because we're getting tempted so much, it's because we've done something wrong. I mean, honestly, the more you try to walk with God, the more the enemy's going to just raise his game. He's going to come at you more. The more you'll fight anger, the more you'll fight lust, the more you fight whatever your flavor that the enemy comes after you with, right? Whatever your particular thing is, he'll come at you, and as Harold said, in many different ways. You know, he may not try the approach that's worked on you before, but he'll come around the corner and try it again. But it'll be the same approach, just at the core.
Right. It's just like when you're fishing, you know, and you've been throwing spinners all day and they quit biting spinners, you know. It's time to put on a worm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to put on a minnow or something.
One of his greatest tricks is to convince you he doesn't exist and warfare isn't a real thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you've been listening to us on WTRU for a while, we want to thank you for doing that. You can still pick us up at any of the podcast locations. Just look up Masculine Journey Radio. Let me say that clearly this time. Masculine Journey Radio. You can look that up at Spotify, Apple, any podcast place, YouTube, Facebook. We're on Facebook. You can listen to our show there. You can also go to masculinejourney.org, listen to our show, and register for a boot camp while you're there. You can do 2-for-1. Boot camp, November 20th through 23rd. We'd love to have you there. It's been great talking with you. We'll talk with you next time.
This is the Truth Network.